wasn't really close within my particular circle of friends. He was a little bit older than me, and he very much was within sort of the gay community, which there is a thriving, even back then, gay community in that area, particularly the Diamond Head area. And we knew Barry as just common knowledge that, you know, he, girls were never anything that he was ever interested in. And, you know, as a young teenager, you know, as a young girl, I mean, it was clear to me that Barry was strictly into men. And, you know, not that I had any designs on him or anything. I mean, he and I really didn't even get along because one of the his attributes that's still evident today is that he was even a pathological liar back then. And it was, and I'm not, yeah, and I'm not kidding. I mean, every time this guy would open his mouth, the most outlandish stories would come out of his mouth. And so pretty soon we would just, I'm going back over 30 years here, but I remember us saying, you know, like, Barry, don't you ever get tired of lying? You know, he was a pathological liar even then. He'd make
What were some of the kinds of lies he would tell? Mia, what some of the lies, just for an example of what he was he just egotistical? Was he lying about
it? Yeah, exactly, Dr. Manning. It was always some self-aggrandizing thing. And I'm doing my best, you know, because I'm going back so far, it's hard for me to remember a verbatim conversation. I have very clear image memories. But it was always something to egotistically boost himself, that it was always something how he was, you know, he had this weird air where, like, he used to go around bumming cigarettes from people, which, you know, I think we all did. But the thing was with him is he would turn it on, try to, like, see if he could get something off of you type thing. And then as soon as you'd be stupid enough to hand him a cigarette, he'd snap in an instant and walk away as if it's like insult to injury, you know what I mean? So he didn't actually have a lot of friends or anything, really. He was just in the periphery. And I had some gay acquaintances. And remember, you know, this is the late 70s. I mean, drugs were around, and, you know, that lifestyle was just starting to really come to the forefront, and as far as people were very out front with their personal behavior. And so, you know, it was just always one thing or another with Barry. He just was seemed to be incapable of being genuine or telling the truth about anything. So that kind of turned us off. But, you know, we were young teenagers. We were naive. It's kind of like, all right, yeah, Barry the liar, whatever. And then, one thing that he did brag about, now remember, this is the late 70s. This is before crack was invented, or if it was invented, we never saw it around. I never heard of it until the 80s. So this was, if you were going to do cocaine, it was like in the powder form, and it was very expensive. Well, here we are, a bunch of broke teenagers, and, you know, there, in other words, for somebody to brag that they have this cocaine was, you know, somewhat newsworthy within our little clique. And he would sort of, he probably was telling the truth. He would get with these older white gay men, and this is how we just pretty much had the impression that that's how he was procuring his cocaine. In other words, he was having sex with these older white guys, and that's how he was getting his cocaine to be able to freebase.